Yes, welcome to our weekly scan of the Sunday papers, a morning in which Melbourne's Sunday Herald Sun promises to bring us
Megan Gale as you've never seen her before.
An offering made somewhat more bluntly by their Sydney sister, the Sunday Telegraph.
Megan Gale, nude.
A tale of two cities, you might say. The Sunday Telegraph might put that slightly differently. For news of yesterday's potentially nation-shaping vote for the six Senate seats controlled by West Australians, you'll need to look online. That was all a bit too late for print, though this morning's Perth Sunday Times is doing what it can to drum up a sense of urgent excitement.
Clive goes AWOL.
Yes, one of our Palmers is missing.
Billionaire Clive Palmer was missing in action yesterday as West Australia went back to the polls in the Senate rerun.
But that wasn't the end of the excitement. Oh, no.
A Maida Vale ballot box split, forcing officials to bundle votes that spilled onto the floor into a plastic bag.
Giddy stuff. But at the end of the day, the vote looked likely to deliver something bearing a striking resemblance to the status quo. Or as ABC Online reports this morning,
it appears the Liberals have secured two seats, with one each for Labor, the Greens and PUP, with the outcome for the sixth seat still unclear.
Which leaves the Sunday Times to dwell on other matters of specifically West Australian interest.
Lucy Durack's big day on Rotto.
And I have no idea what that means either. Heading back east, and the Sunday Herald Sun, not content with what might appear a winning combination of
Megan Gale as you've never seen her before,
and
100 great beers,
also has a major
exclusive
on its hands. It also has a rather unfortunately mixed metaphor.
12 months before Grant Hackett's life unravelled, the Olympic champion knew he was coming unstuck.
But moving on, the paper's eager readers might have come for
Megan Gale as you've never seen her before.
And they might have stayed for
100 great beers.
But the truly big news, the biggest unstuck, unravelling thing happening on the planet right now, well, that's an exclusive revelation.
Hackett tells what really happened that night at Crown Casino.
This had better be big.
Grant Hackett has revealed he was disorientated after taking the drug Stilnox when he took a semi-naked stroll through Crown Casino in search of his lost son, Jagger.
The sound you hear is the rustling of paper as several hundred thousand disappointed and world-weary Herald Sun readers turn the page in search of
Megan Gale as you've never seen her before.
Back to the Sunday Telegraph, where you'll be astounded to read that
12 months before Grant Hackett's life unravelled at Melbourne's Crown Casino complex, the Olympic champion knew he was coming unstuck.
For, yes, a bit of bleary parenting in the grip of a prescription sleeping pill is what these days constitutes a
swim star's drug hell.
But never mind. Here at Sunday Telly, at least you'll be compensated by the promise of
Megan Gale, nude.
And in an unrelated development, bold images of Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey.
Australia's age pension is a budget time bomb, according to Tony Abbott's Secret Audit Commission report, with payments indexed to rise faster than inflation.
Yes, our budget is unravelling so quickly it shows the early signs of coming unstuck.
The Sunday Telegraph can reveal the cost of the $40 billion a year age pension threatens to increase by 80% in the next decade to more than $70
billion. Safe to say that with the WA Senate vote done and dusted, we can look forward to more news like that. Things also take a turn for the serious in this morning's Sunday Age, where we learn that
Victoria's overworked justice system is failing to protect victims of family violence from hundreds of serial abusers who are repeatedly breaching intervention orders issued by the courts.
While in Sydney's Sun Herald, the equally concerning news that
immigration officials are powerless to prevent sex traffickers exploiting a student visa loophole.
Both sobering starts to the day, but in the news business, you can sculpt your own reality. Worried by domestic violence and sex slavery? Just swap papers.